Again, we're dealing with 1 Samuel chapter number 18,
all right, ma'am.
Verses 3, 4, and verse number 5 as well.
Yes,
titled, The Great Exchange. In life, we have a tendency to make a lot of what we call mistakes. The truth of the matter is, we don't make mistakes, we just sin. We can dress it up and we can call it something else, but it is what it is. But don't beat yourself up because it's not all your fault. Adam kind of put us in a bad position. When Adam and Eve came, they were in a perfect garden and nothing to really tempt them initially. And they found themselves having a conversation with the devil, with Satan. In having that conversation, Eve takes over. I won't say anything about that, women. Eve takes over. Adam backs up and let her do the talking. You'll always get in trouble when the man is silent. In the home, in the community, anywhere. God placed you as a man to be in a position of leadership. We are trading places today, men, with women. We are allowing them, permitting them, I know it's a bad word, to take charge, especially in the church. Because we're not showing up. Every now and then we show up and say, where's my seat? Where's my title? Where's my position? Leadership is something that you have to stick with all the time. You can't be the head today and then tomorrow choose to not go to work, get fired,
amen,
have your wife to make all the money,
uh-huh,
beat on your chest, and say, I'm the man. Doesn't quite work like that. God had a plan, and the plan that God had was for mankind to have authority over everything. Because God gave us that authority, along the way, we submitted ourselves unto sin. We turned over our authority. We exchanged our authority for weakness. And because we find ourselves functioning in a place of weakness, we wonder why God is not moving in the home, in the church, in the community, as God so desires to move.
Right.
The truth of the matter is, God is waiting for us to get in place. And when we get in place, then God is going to open up the windows of heaven, and He's going to pour out not just a blessing, but He's going to pour out healing, and He's going to pour out grace, and He's going to pour out favor, and everything that you need, God says, I want to give it to you.
All right, yeah.
But we have to go back and take back authority that we gave up. David and Jonathan had a very, very unique relationship. They had a relationship in which Jonathan was born to Saul. Jonathan had everything a person could possibly desire. Jonathan had a best friend. His name was David. David came from the wrong side of the track. Sometimes when you come from the wrong side of the track, you think that you can't make it. You think that God can't favor you. You think that God has forgotten you. But God will take somebody and see the best in you, and they'll exchange their honor, their glory for little old you. Jonathan took his robe. Jonathan took everything that he had, his garment, and said to David, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to exchange what I'm entitled to. I'm going to exchange it with you. Because I see an anointing in your life. I see an anointing upon your life. And so Jonathan gave everything he had over to David.
Amen.
I pray that there was someone who could take away my sins. I pray that there was somebody every time I fall for you. I thank God that he gave us his only begotten son, who gave us the great exchange. When Jesus took all of our sorrow in exchange for his joy. So when I was predestined to go, I don't have to go there because of his amazing grace. You see, when David says to Jonathan, I'll accept, that's you and I. God is saying to you and I, we have to accept what it is that he's given us.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Jonathan took everything. He says, I'm going to begin with my robe.
Yes.
He gave his robe to David.
Yes.
His robe is his royalty.
All right.
He says, if that's not enough, I'll give you my garment. I'm not going to do that. But I'll give you my clothing.
Amen.
That represents his identity. Clothing is who you are.
Right.
The more money you have, the better your clothing are, because they were made especially for you. And he says, now I'll give you as well my sword and my bow. In other words, he says, I'll submit to your covering, because if I submit to you, I know you'll protect me. I don't need an offensive weapon, because what he was saying was that you will protect me.
Yes.
He says, now finally, he says, I'll give you my girdle. The girdle is the thing that wears around your waist that keeps everything balanced, everything in place.
Yes.
Watch this. When God gave us Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ gave us his robe, gave us his seat in heavenly places. He says, if that's not enough, I'll give you my clothing. I'll take off my glory and I'll share my glory with you, my children. If that's not enough, he says, take the sword. And the sword is not a weapon that you think of. He says, take the word of God, and the word of God will be your protection. And the word of God will be your shield. And the word of God will be everything that you need. Now, I want you to be balanced about the thing, so you're going to need a little faith to keep everything in place. Now, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so what God did, he gave us Jesus, and he gave us the great exchange. He gave us the great exchange. When Jesus stepped forth on an old rugged cross, he exchanged his royalty for my sin. So he died, and God says, I can't be there with you. And for the first time, the Father and the Son were separated. Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He forsake Jesus Christ as he was bearing our sins, but he'll never forsake you. He'll always stand by your side. He'll never leave you, he said. He'll never forsake you. And so we need to begin to praise the name of the Lord, because he exchanged our sorrow for his joy. See, the joy that Jesus gives, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. And see, when Jesus gives you something, he says, it is finished. I don't want it back. I don't need it back. And so the thing that you pray and asking God for, he says, I want to give you so much more than what you're asking for. And so here we are petitioning God. And say, God, I want this. And God, I need this. And God is saying, on the cross, I gave you this and I gave you that. Everything that you need, God is saying, you already got it. And so all you have to do now is through faith receive it. If you believe that you have it, you can have it. I'm not talking mind over matter. I'm talking the word of God over my situation. I'm talking the word of God over my circumstances. I'm talking the word of God over my checkbook. I'm talking the word of God over my sickness. And see, when we begin to proclaim the word of God, we begin to speak the word of God, the devil has to flee. If you got Satan following you, you need to begin to speak the word of the Lord. When you say, I don't care anything about you, devil, because God said he'll supply all of my needs. I know what my checkbook says, but let me tell you about my daddy. My daddy is rich, my daddy is loaded. I know what the doctor said, but let me tell you about Dr. Jesus. He said, by my stripes, you are healed. I know what the world thinks of you, but God said, in your footstool. If everyone that is lying on you, if everyone that is hating on you, they better watch out, because God will start your blessing with them. He's that kind of God. Have you ever found yourself pounding out and God picked up one of your enemies and he made your enemy bless you? Have you ever been in a situation where you needed God to do something and then God used the unexpected one, the one that don't like you, the one that lied on you, but somehow they begin to bless you? We serve an amazing God. You ought to give him some praise in the house. You ought to give him some praise. He's that kind of God. He says, if you praise me, when you begin to praise me, he says, I show up in your praise. You want God in your life? He says, just praise me. Jonathan said, listen in closing. Jonathan said, I don't need any of this stuff if I'm in the right relationship with God. The right relationship with God will give you favor beyond what anybody can see. You think God is worried about you dropping out of school? He doesn't care, because he says your favor that is upon your life, the favor on your life, he says, I'll take that favor and I'll jump over all of the application requirements, all of the background that is needed, and I'll shine on you. I wish I was talking to somebody this morning who found themselves in a job. No, you don't qualify for it, but God bless you. God favor you. And if he did it one time, he'll do it again. Don't worry about your enemies. Don't worry about those that come against you. God said, this is your season, and I'll favor you again. In spite of what man is trying to do, he'll do it all over. Exchange is when God takes all of us, all of our blackened sins, he touches with his red blood, and it comes out white as snow. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. I don't understand why he does it. I don't understand how he does it. I just receive it and say, thank you, Lord. I'm going to give you some praise. Thank you, Lord, because you gave your only begotten son. Thank you, Lord, because you prayed for me. Exchange. That's what God did for us. Everything that was pinned on us, he says, I'll take it, and I'll give you grace. Everything that you deserve, which is death, he says, I'll take it. I'll be separated from God just for a millisecond so that I can bear your sins, so that you can have eternal life, so that you can have everlasting life, so that you can have joy and you can have an abundant living. He exchanged it just for you. For God so loved the world that he gave. The word gave is the Greek dynamis, is the continuous giving. It means even when you make a mistake, he still gives. Even when you sin, he's still giving, because that's the kind of God. Amen.